Aurelio Arteta, de Romería, Procession. Aurelio Arteta began his art studies in Bilbao, and then continued them in Valladolid, at the Fine Arts School in Madrid, and then in Paris, thanks to a scholarship from the Provincial Council of Vizcaya. He travelled to Belgium and Italy to admire the works of the Grand Masters. His work alternates between easel-painted canvases, murals, posters, advertisements, and illustrations. He became the curator of Bilbao's Modern Art Museum. Although Arteta was familiar with the latest European trends, he preferred a realism infused with symbolism. His work always had modernist overtones without actually being avant-garde. He knew better than anyone how to link the traditional with modernism, alternating post-impressionism, Nusantism, and post-Cézanne influences, and ending up with a kind of stylized cubism, as can be seen in one of the works in the collection entitled Pescadora en el Puerto, or Fisherwoman at the Harbour. His themes ranged from rural customs, though they are never depicted as merely quaint, to social matters and works depicting the disasters of war. Procession is one of a series of 9 oil paintings on canvas, which Arteta produced on the subject of religious processions. These paintings graced the walls of the dining room of the Marchioness of Suya in Murguía, Álava, until they were split up and sold in 1966. The Fine Arts Museum of Álava has 2 more paintings from this same series, Espada Dancharis and Familia, which translate as Dancers and Family. Aurelio Arteta shows traditional characters from the Basque country in a new, elegant, sober and colourful light. The people and the landscape seem to be from the Arratia Valley in Biscaya. The painting shows a festive scene featuring local traditions and customs, with typical food such as donuts and Basque musical instruments and dances. Characters of different ages form a descending diagonal in the foreground. These figures are cut off at hip level, as if framed for a photo. They are serene characters. Some appear lost in thought, while others look directly out of the painting. Nothing is left to chance in terms of composition. The line drawing is precise, providing the figures with movement and substance, though all irrelevant details of the subjects and the objects they are carrying have been eliminated. The colours, on the other hand, are completely flat. Behind the figures, the background can be seen. The landscape is stylized to the point where it is unrecognizable, though it is brought out by the colors chosen by the artist. This use of intense, flat, bright colors is reminiscent of the Fauvist style.